Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. A team of producers recently traveled with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to Monterrey, Mexico for Expo Carnes, a huge meat industry trade show. David Harden is a corn, soybean, and pork producer from Indiana, says the show highlighted the continued growth potential for a well-established market.
It's not just the growth potential for volume, but also the growth potential for higher grade and higher end price products. Obviously, if we can move the higher end products here, that's going to put more dollars back in the pockets of the growers on the other end of the chain. We've had very good discussions with processors that buy our Indiana animals and are moving product into the Mexican market. And, you know, while they are just as concerned about the impact of tariffs and how that is going to impact the market, we feel that, you know, there's still enough demand for good American pork and beef here in Mexico that hopefully we're going to be able to get things sorted out.
For Matthew Lucas, also a grain and pork producer from Indiana, the trip offered a glimpse at how U.S. MEF works to build and defend an important export market.
I think the biggest thing that jumped out at me at the convention center is just the amount of effort that U.S. MEF pours into helping our U.S. companies export meat into Mexico. Mexico is one of our biggest markets. I think the statistic is that 40% of Mexico products are imported. And then of that, 80% is originating from the U.S. And so we have to work really, really hard to defend what we've already got. And that's what USMEF is doing. There is clearly a lot of competition that is starting to arise in this market. And we certainly don't want to lose the market share that we currently have.
For more, visit USMEF.org. The American Sheep Industry Association will continue to request that the White House and Congress include Australian and New Zealand lamb in the food and agriculture tariff plans during its annual fly-in this week. 50 sheep industry leaders representing ASI and 16 of its state affiliates will descend on the nation's capital today, tomorrow, and Thursday to meet with congressional and administration officials to promote the sheep industry request. ASI says it's crucial to find support in addressing the surge in foreign lamb and include lamb imports in the agriculture food tariff plan expected to be announced April 2nd to ensure consumers have access to American lamb, as well as the future sustainability of the American sheep and lamb industry. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 8:35 to 9, right here. Have a great day.